Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. Positively into a big week this week. The Ravens heading off to Buffalo for the big chill and Lamar and Josh Allen. We're doing tons and tons of football conversation this week from Buffalo out to Owings Mills. Luke is here. We've had half of Buffalo on this week talking about games. Brandon Stokely has dropped by this week. But I find it very, very curious that John Martin, executive director of the Maryland Lottery, has deferred, almost the way the Steelers maybe should have deferred the other day to get the ball in the second half. We all know that the Maryland Crab Cake Tour got snowed out last week up at Lib's Grill in Bel-Air. When I put it together with Nick up at Lib's Grill, and I know all of his uncles, I grew up with those guys, the Elder Liberatore family. I said, why don't we do the Crab Cake Tour the day after the parade? And then I bought the King Henry jersey on Elvis's birthday and went down to Nacho Mama's and shed a tear. And I thought, that's February the 12th. So the Maryland Crab Cake Tour will get back out. We're doing a couple Super Bowl beginning February 3rd, the entire week. Starting it off at Costas on Monday. We'll be at Coco's on Wednesday, Fadley's. We're doing it all. Seth Elkin is riding shotgun with me, even though I'm wearing an old Houston Oilers throwback jersey that is a Derrick Henry jersey that fits pretty nicely. And I'm kind of enjoying it because it's a sort of an oddball. Reminds me of Mike Renfro for you, or maybe Dan Patrick. You don't have any bad Houston Oilers memories as a Steelers fan, right, Seth?
Well, no, because we kept beating the Oilers in the AFC Championship game.
It should be the other way around. I'm clearly damaged. I'm actually wearing this because I have Rasig on as well, who's the local Buffalonian around here and Buffalo Bills. Look, man, you're Steelers guy. You've won once where you, as an adult, several times as a kid. I had the rich fortune this week talking some football history with some Buffalo people, like Vic Carucci, who's a legendary Buffalo, Hall of Fame writer, and covered the early Eagles with Jaworski and Dick Vermeil and all that. But I mean, he votes for the Hall of Fame voter. And I said to him, Baltimore, like 58, 59, we had championships. 69, okay, lost Super Bowl III, won Super Bowl V, right? Lost the franchise, awful, terrible, all that. Got one back, won a championship right away, won another one. Now stand, like, it's been nice to be in Baltimore and Pittsburgh when you look at Detroit or Minnesota or Buffalo or whatever. So you and I, we have a lot to cheer about because Houston ain't won nothing. Right?
They lost a football team and then got one back. So,
And then they changed the color scheme. I don't know. I mean, we're all holding out hope that they're going to do okay against the Chiefs here on Saturday. But Seth Elkin is here. He represents the Maryland Lottery. We have fun. We give lottery tickets away. We talk about jackpots and all of that stuff. But more than anything, this is a big time for you guys too, because I hold the Ravens scratch-offs up. But this has been a fun season, and as a promotion and anything touching the Ravens right now, and I see it in traffic and people coming to me and me wearing Derrick Henry jerseys and having a good time with it, even thinking about going off and freezing. Football's up and spirits are up, Commanders are up. I'll adopt them as a Maryland team right now because I know it's helping us out to some degree, right?
Yeah, well, that the Ravens promotion, as you say, is really is always popular because of the kinds of prizes that we're able to give away. I mean, the uniqueness of that prizing that we've got access to because of the partnership that the lottery has with the Ravens is really special.
A
And
Willy Wonka thing, right? I mean, it's like a golden ticket, like a right?
it's
It, kind
well,
of.
it'll culminate for one person's going to feel like that out of the six finalists because we've now selected all of the finalists, all six. For the Ravens seats for 20 years prize. And once the season is over, we'll work with the Ravens and have a special event for those six people. Now, all six of them have already won $10,000 each by being drawn as finalists. But one of them will find out at that event that we have probably sometime in February, where we'll find out which one of them is going to be at every Ravens game for the next 2 decades. So that's a special experience, and it's always a lot of fun for us. And I think a good experience for the Ravens too. They realize how well they connect with their fans through a contest like this one, a promotion like this one. So we're really looking forward to that, and looking forward to really having somebody have that special golden moment when they find out they're the one that gets that pair of seats for 20 years.
Well, last year's winner is coming back on in 2 weeks and sitting with me. I haven't met him. I've met him on Zoom. He helps other people with recovery and addiction and all sorts of things. And that's last year's winner who's had
Right.
this year's experience, who I'm assuming was at the game the other night, because when you win, you win, you win tickets, right? And he said he was taking his daughters. So I haven't spoken to him in, 45 weeks or whatever since he won back in like March or whenever it was. And I promised to have him back on. So Doug is setting that up. So in a couple of weeks, I'll get to meet him and talk about. I don't know, man. They got to win two more. Listen, before I go any further, and we're going to promote all this stuff, we'll talk about sports wagering, which is up and big business. We want to have people be careful with, all that's going on here, because there is a lot of fun to be had, including the point spread that went from 1 point underdog to 1 point favorite. If we were to cut this on Monday, but your Steelerdom, I can't just let you get off the hook. I mean, before we move off of football here, you're a Steeler guy. Is there anything you, because I'm a Tomlin guy, right? I shared the video the other day about him saying how much he liked me and, all part of this stuff, and he hated himself for liking me. And he and I exchanged text often. You know what I mean? I text with Mike in the last week. So, so for me, it's a strange situation, your franchise. That middling thing where you don't have a quarterback or whatever, because I don't think you're shocked that the Steelers lost. To talk a little football with you.
No, I am not shocked. Unfortunately, I wish I was, but yeah, this team didn't have an identity. The offense has been searching for an identity since Ben Roethlisberger, the decline of his career at the very end. The last couple of years that he played, you really sensed that there was a struggle there to figure out who this team was going to be. And we went the 20 years in between Terry Bradshaw and Ben Roethlisberger searching for a quarterback, and I survived the Mark Malone and Bubby Brister years and the Mike Tomczak years, and I'm hoping it's not quite that long until we have a definitive QB1 that we know we can count on. And Russ Wilson certainly stepped in and had some moments this season, but they crumbled against the best competition that they faced. There's nothing else you can say, and they need to go back and reevaluate what they're doing with this offense. They're kind of right back where they were 12 months ago, which is a frustrating place for all of us to be who are lifelong Steelers fans.
It's a weird rivalry in the way that, like, I think a touchdown Tommy Maddox, and I think of Cordell Stewart, and I mean, just racing to the end zone in '96 when we first got the franchise, and I think of Cowher in the beginning, and Billick going up and winning a game. Like, it's just been really back and forth. But I feel like of late, without a quarterback, we've had two since you've had one, right? Since Roethlisberger, I mean, Flacco, the real deal, won championships, all of that, and now we have Lamar. And seeing Lamar, seeing Josh Allen, seeing what it's done for Buffalo, waiting on Mahomes on the other side, and seeing the quarterback situation. I mean, I think Herbert's a good quarterback. Didn't look that way last week. I mean, I think CJ Stroud will be watching football beginning next week. Clearly, Joe Burrow didn't even make the tournament. So there's other quarterbacks out there, but the Steelers, I mean, that's the number one question when you don't have one. And our community hasn't dealt with that in a while. We did. I took phone calls on that when in the Chris Redman and the, in that era, we played a playoff game with Anthony Wright as our starting quarterback. You know what I mean? So like things have changed here, but it is it's a fun league, and I think more than anything, the Steelers had an interesting year again, and they keep winning, but it's really a strange franchise to talk about, and especially with the rabidity of the fan base around Pittsburgh, where they haven't won a playoff game in a decade.
I think it's 8 years now without a playoff win, and the playoff games that they've been in, they haven't really been in. They've been really dominated in all of those games. I think the thing that the franchise got to come to grips with is that in the 21st century NFL, in the NFL in 2025, you can't win if you can't put points on the board. You got to be able to score. And if you ever watch Red Zone Channel on a Sunday afternoon, where no game is out of reach. It just always seems as though no matter what the situation is, even if you're 10 points down, if you're 14 points down, the way the game is played now, yards are chewed up in chunk plays, and a team can jump back into a game very, very quickly if they've got a quarterback, if they've got an offense that can move the ball down the field quickly. And the Steelers don't have that. And they've insisted on sort of sticking to the ground and pound, and we're going to play defense, and we're going to try to win 19-14. And those days are over, and they need to come to grips with that, I think.
Well, they'll be throwing the ball around this weekend, even in the cold. Seth Elkin is our pal. He's at the Maryland Lottery. He communicates for all things Maryland Lottery, and communicating into jackpots, winners. You send me over an email every week, and you always have great stories, and there's always winners above and beyond scratch-offs with the Ravens. So I will open the floor for you because you always have favorite stories because this is what you do. I mean, the better the story, the better the story you have to tell when it comes to you. So I know, as much as we promote the lottery and do all that, when people win big jackpots, they wind up coming to your offices. You wind up meeting them and putting boas on them and taking pictures or whatever and seeing how it affects people's lives and sort of seeing their joy too, right?
My favorite one just recently here, at the end of last week, or toward the end of the day on Friday, we had a guy come in to claim a second tier prize on Cash for Life, which is Cash for Life. The top tier prize is you win $1,000 a day for the rest of your life,
You and I went
or
through this one time. I was doing the math on this. So that's $365,000 a year
$1,000
for
a
life.
year.
Okay.
Yep.
Or
And
66 in a leap year. Gotcha. All
you've
right.
got your choice. You can do that, or you can do a lump sum of $7 million. The second tier prize is $1,000 a week for life, annual payments of $52,000 a year, or a one-time payment of $1 million. Well, we had a gentleman come in who bought his ticket on New Year's Eve in Edgewood and came in to claim his prize. And he was a retiree. So he decided to take that lump sum, that $1 million lump sum. He won the second tier prize. And how about that? How about you walk into a store to get some supplies to ring in the new year with on December 31st, and you walk out with a ticket that ends up paying you $1 million?
So 52, so 1,000 a week, 52. So I'm just trying to do the math on this, thinking like that's a pretty good mortgage, right? You know what I mean? Like if that were your, you know what I mean? If that, so I'm thinking you could just do a house or do a nice house, you know? So I'm thinking of all the things you could do and just walk away, or you could take the money and I'd have to call. I have to Leonard Raskin. Leonard's gonna have to tell me about it because I'm gonna bring this up with him
There you go.
next
Have him
week.
walk through the possibilities there.
You're
Absolutely.
like a statistician nerd guy, and Luke is my football DVOA and all my baseball analytics, and I know you're that guy too. And Leonard's the money guy, and I'm figuring somewhere in here there's some math baked in with taxes and this and that. But I guess if you're a retired, don't tell anybody because I'm trying to stay young and sexy, even though I'm wearing a 1978 jersey and a 2025 player. I'd have to think about whether I got 20 years left in me too. I mean, I hope I do. You know what I mean? But I'm just trying to think, like, trying to add up the math and thinking, well, I take the money now, but what if I live to be 90 if it's cash for life? You know what I mean? So this is, we're all rolling the dice here, right? Seth Elkin is here for the Maryland Lottery. What else you guys got going on? I mean, this time of year, it's not like festively or you had the holidays going on, spring and summer. We do wine this and we get out. I know you guys get out a little bit, but much like me, I had my crab cake tour snowed upon last Tuesday. None of my guests could make it out. The roads are closed. I had the county executive coming out, except the county was closed. How am I going to do that? So planning things is a little bit tricky this time of year. But I know you guys are out, and you have a whole bunch of like winter scratch offs. I'm getting the Magic 8 balls that are going to reappear here for a couple Super Bowl week. You have a lot of promotions going on.
Yeah, the big scratch-off news for us right now is that we just launched a family of Monopoly scratch-off games. There was
Ooh.
one, a third, there was a $30 Monopoly that came out in December, and then we had five more that launched in January. So we are now out there now with a full range from $1 up to $30 of Monopoly scratch-offs, and there is a second chance promotion that goes along with those. So first of all, you can win instantly on the tickets, of course. That $30 Monopoly ticket has a top prize of $2 million. The $20 Monopoly has a top prize of $1 million. So lots of great prizes on the tickets themselves. But any non-winning Monopoly tickets that you enter into My Lottery Rewards from now clear through till the end of June, we'll be talking about this, you have a chance to win in drawings that we're going to give away $5,000 cash prizes, and then three rolling cash jackpots in March, May, and June. There will be drawings where we give away a jackpot amount that will be rolling and increasing, kind of like a progressive jackpot that will increase over time until we have that draw those three drawings. and three people will win those progressive rolling cash jackpot amounts. So that's an exciting thing for us that we're going to be talking about clear through, as I say, until the end of June. The last drawing of that comes up at the end of June. So lots of time now to get in on that and have fun with the Monopoly scratch-offs and get in on that second chance promotion.
All right, Seth Elkin is here. He doesn't know he just stepped into it with this Monopoly thing because I was not even prepared for this. Because, like, sometimes these promotions are like Game of Thrones. And I think I just told you all I know about Game of Thrones. I know how to say it, right? Like, last time we were on, you were like, Monopoly now. Now you're talking my language, okay? We're talking utilities. We're talking send you to jail. We're talking about buying up Boardwalk Park Place, putting hotels down, houses. This is your homework on Monopoly. I don't know how deep you want to dig into this because, I mean, the Magic 8-Ball is cute and all and it's fun, but Monopoly I've spent time with. I mean, I started playing Monopoly out on Tyndale Road back in the early 70s, listening to Kiss Alive 1 with my cousins, and Monopoly was just a big, big part of Dundalk in the 80s. It was a big part of, these kids play drinking games like in the modern. We played Monopoly. I mean, it was fine. Roll the dice. I will say this. Being that you're the statistician guy and the communicator who communicates on behalf of the Maryland Lottery and Monopoly, I want, is there like a code on Monopoly on the internet about specific properties that really do get landed on more often? Because I always thought, my thought was, buy the orange ones, St. John, Tennessee, New York, right? You buy those because everybody gets sent to jail several times in a game, and when you get sent to jail, you land on my property. You gotta come through me first. So
Well,
there's my Monopoly. Now, I'm just off the top of my head. I haven't played Monopoly in a while, but I'm just
that I
telling you, I
don't
love
know.
Monopoly.
But the fact that you describe it in that way and that that's where your mind goes when you hear about a Monopoly scratch-off is kind of the reason that we have games like that. Because when you use a licensed property like Monopoly, it goes to that nostalgia factor. The first thing you talked about
See,
is
nobody
Dundalk and
wanted
the
Baltic or Mediterranean because they were cheap, right? They were like the everybody wanted Boardwalk and Park Place. But what I'm wondering is, pound for pound, dollar for dollar, across the history of Monopoly play and the potential math and probabilities and all of this that you all do at the lottery when, Mega Millions or Powerball goes up to a $5 ticket, and you say to me, "Well, it's not 20 million anymore; it goes to 50." That you're just doing math. I mean, literally, right? Chances, odds, probabilities, what the house gets, what you get, how it gets cut up, whatever. I'm figuring Monopoly. I always thought the utilities were like they were undervalued. Remember we played Rotisserie where like a save was the same as a home run, a stolen. No, it wasn't fair. Like the odds weren't right with Rotisserie baseball. I felt the same way with the utilities. In the real world, utilities are important, I mean, electricity goes out, we don't have a show right now, but I felt like a Monopoly, you didn't want to own those. That's all I'm saying.
Well, of course, with the scratch-offs, everything is random. You never know where your success is going to
You didn't
be
play
when you're
Monopoly,
playing.
did you? You don't want to talk Monopoly.
I
You play
did. It's been
Stratego
a
or something, or
I did.
Battleship,
It's
or
been a
what did you
long.
play?
It's been a very long time though. But that's what I say. It hits that nostalgia factor for all of
You
us.
and I are almost the same age. So like all those Saturday morning commercials of "You sunk my battleship," Monopoly didn't even need to have a commercial because everybody had Monopoly. You know what I
That's
mean?
right.
I don't
It's
remember a
it.
Monopoly commercial.
It appeals to everybody, and I think that's what we always look at when we look at these tickets. That whenever you see one that's got a game or a property that you remember, some kind of licensed property that you remember from your childhood, that's what we're connecting with. We've done that with video games too, with Pac-Man and Frogger. We had tickets, so it's a fun thing for us, and it's a fun thing for the players, I think, to do exactly what you and I have just done, which is to reconnect with the memory of where that game started and what our memories are of it from years past.
All I'm telling you is if you grew up on Bank Street in Dundalk, you never wanted Joe Elliott to be the banker of Monopoly. That's all I'm going to say. Anybody sees Joe, tell him I shouted him out. Seth Elkin is here from the Maryland Lottery. Banker of Monopoly was always, the person doling out the, you know what I'm saying, right? You don't remember
Right.
this?
Yep. The banker, sure.
You had a crooked banker, a monopoly. You know, dad had to be the banker at the table. Otherwise, you know, it was like trouble was going to break out. What else we got going on with the lottery? Because I gave you a hard time about the Steelers. We're having fun with the Ravens, and we're trying to get the crab cake tour back out. By the way, we're doing a cup of soup or bowl Super Bowl week, beginning on Monday at Costas. We're going to be there all day. I'm not going live because it was too much of a stressor for me. It wasn't fun. I needed to be more fun this year. I cried a lot because we told a lot of community stories. What do you guys got going on at the lottery? Anything else? Am I missing anything, Seth?
Yeah, there's another promotion that's going on now into the early part of February that's timely for us. You mentioned how cold it is. It's the Keno cold hard cash, ice cold cash promotion, where from now up until February 9th, you can enter any Keno ticket for a chance to win cash prizes. We're going to do 4 weekly drawings starting the 21st of January, and we'll have 5 winners in each drawing that will each win prizes based on how cold it was in the prior week. So the colder it
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
is.
whoa, hold on. So next week will be based on this week?
Right. So
Then next week's winners are going to win a lot
we'll
because
do
it's
it.
cold as
We'll
hell here this week.
we'll do a drawing, and we'll base it. The prize will be based on whatever the coldest temperature that was measured at BWI Airport during the prior week.
The
So
absolute bottom of it. Okay, well, looks to me.
The largest prize you can
Ooh.
win is $10,000, and that's if it goes below 25 degrees at any point during the week, which I think from what one of the forecasts I heard, I think may happen.
Is
So
that daytime high or daytime or morning low?
it's the coldest temperature measured. So
Well, I'm
if
gonna
we
tell you
get.
right now on the forecast. I'm giving this to you right now. As we record this, we're, you know, Martin Luther King Day, middle of January. It says to me, Towson, right now it's 22 and it feels like 12. So it's 22 degrees as we're talking right now. So I'm already sub 25. But the forecast is supposed to like hang around and be in the teens, but it's supposed to get really, really icky. I mean, the Ravens better win Sunday. That's all I'm going to say, Seth, because on Monday, it's going to be in the low 20s. And on Tuesday, it's like Minneapolis, dude. 16 degrees.
That'll be good for lottery players, though.
Morning low of 7 on Wednesday morning. 7 degrees on Wednesday, the 23rd. That is currently the forecast.
Hey, I should point out that spring training starts in less than 2 months, right?
What does Bob Turk think of this? That's what I want to know. I mean, Norm, what are you know, my old Pagnotti and Pan. They fix this. This next week's the week I need to go away. By the way, I could be going away next week, Seth, just so you know, because I, you know, Maryland Lottery sponsor, we do. Luke and I shouldn't say this out loud, but I'm going to say it, wearing a Derrick Henry jersey, as we're now favorites going to Buffalo this week. We have flights to Kansas City booked. I held them, and I'm like, look, if they're going to play a championship game out there, we're going to be a part of that. So I'm 4 quarters of football. Buckle your chin straps. And before we go, Seth, I need to get a Steelers fan prediction on this game for you. How you Ravens playing good football, right? Let's get back to football here. Get back to the prime thing here.
I will not be surprised if the Ravens win in Buffalo. However, as
It's
I
cold.
mentioned, I think the last time we talked, it is a long road to get to the Super Bowl through the AFC. You got to beat Buffalo and Kansas City on the road, and I don't see that happening. The Chiefs have been playing their best football in January 3 of the last 5 years, and they are going to be awfully tough to beat. I don't know that you get through both of those games with wins. So I could go either way on this game in Buffalo, but there is no way they're beating Kansas City in Kansas City in the AFC title game.
They have made themselves a tough road. I don't think there's any doubt about it, but they're built to do this. And I have said this once this week. I'm going to say it again. It's not to disparage Lamar Jackson because I've been talking all week with Buffalo people, right? You know, Buffalo people, we're all Josh Allen. He doesn't have as much help. Lamar has better players. Lamar has this. Lamar's already won twice. Like, Lamar threw 41 touchdown passes and, you know, and ran for 900 yards and 400, you know, like, so just in a, and they're playing. But the part about adding Derrick Henry and my genius of the last two trading deadlines and advocating out loud for Eric DaCosta in October the last 3 years, that if you had him, you would stand a much better chance of going into Buffalo in the cold and winning. And I think I said that out loud all along, that you're going to have to go into Buffalo and Kansas City. Now, last year, they won so much. and had such good fortune that the game was here and they still couldn't win, right? But to me, the Derrick Henry addition was the X factor of being able to legitimately go into Buffalo and get the job done this week, legitimately go on a cold, awful 15-degree night to be able to win that way. And I thought, is that purgative to Lamar for the Lamar haters that hate me and and I'm not a Lamar enough believer. I'm plenty a Lamar believer. I don't think it's good running into linebackers. I don't think it's good running the ball 10 times in the first quarter against the Steelers in January, by the way. That's why you have Derrick Henry. But to me, your guy Bradshaw and Franco Harris, Staubach, and Tony Dorsett, right? Go through all of these. Now Tom Brady, different modern era, but Peyton Manning had Edgerrin James and Marsh Faulk. I think about greatness and sustained greatness, something Elway didn't really have till he had Terrell Davis. He didn't start winning championships. So this isn't Troy Aikman without Emmitt Smith, right? I mean, so I look at this as being Batman and Robin and Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and the Worm. And I look at it as more duo based, Roethlisberger and Bettis, right?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if that was the X factor. That was the difference. I don't know. I still think it's awfully tough call to have to go on the road twice. You know,
I'm
you're
not
taking.
disagreeing with you, but I also know that they are capable. That's all I'm going to say. They're capable. They're capable if they play their best football. All right, Seth, enough of you. Back in the 1978 with all you Steelers yins in that. And I say 78 on purpose because I don't want to remember 79. But happy New Year to you. I know you love football, and I know you'll be watching. And I had all the Pittsburgh people in last week, so I heard about how bad the Penguins are. So, and but I've also heard this: a couple Pittsburgh people, Will Graves, have told me everybody in Pittsburgh is growing that Paul Skeens thing going on, and that you do have the best pitcher on earth, right? You have
It
that going
seems to
on.
be the only hope we've got right now. And the fact that I'm counting down the days to spring training ought to tell you where the status of Pittsburgh sports is at this moment.
Well, look, I like you enough that one day you and I could sit and have a sandwich with French fries and coleslaw on it, maybe watch a baseball game together. So maybe we'll do that one day. Seth Elkin communicates for the Maryland Lottery. I try to communicate for the Maryland Lottery. This is the last Raven scratch off in the world. I'm kidding. It's the last one I have. I'm going to have fresh Magic 8-Balls once we get this thing back out on a cup of Super Bowl. We're 2 weeks out on that. And the Ravens are 2 hours away from maybe being there. We'll see. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore positive. John Martin will be back. And Seth would be glad he did this. See?